Dua, supplicating, is the ruh, the soul of all ibadah. If there's no dua, there's no ibadah. All worship, the ruh, the soul has put into dua, supplication, prayer. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the action that Allah ta'ala likes most with regards to His servant is dua. And the way to ask Allah, Allah ta'ala says Himself, that from my court, a person who's asking me, I never send him back empty-handed. But even then, we will see that we have recited dua, Ya Dafi al-Baliyat, just now. Now, to recite this dua, and then especially in those times that are accepted, the duas by Allah, in such majalis, in gatherings, they are accepted gatherings, in which Allah Ta'ala has promised that I will accept that dua that you recite in such a gathering, and that dua is definitely accepted beyond accepted for that human being. Because this is Allah's mercy. On top of that, Allah Ta'ala has given us the ability to do dua. Allah Ta'ala says that dua is such, the situation is such, is that with my tawfiq, with my ability, allowing him, enabling him, he's doing dua. Not every person can do dua. Then what does Allah say? Allah says that I opened the door of mercy for that person. Allah says, Baba Rahmatik. Imagine that, Allah's door of mercy. So when we recite dua, we should, with the, in depth in our heart, with full yaqeen certainty, recite the dua. Now our job is, our task is that what we want is that as soon as we recite dua, immediately what we want is to see the result. Immediately. Now this is where we are failing in our thinking. Because we are asking, we've done dua, Allah says, I'll give to you. But he who gives, he will give according to his wisdom. His wisdom. He's the Hakim. And he knows that we're asking him what to give. That what should I give to him or not? At what time should I give to the person? When should I give to this person? Allah knows this. Despite this, apart from this, there's another point. A big thing that weakens a person with regards to thawab reward. And regularly, from a person's tongue, we hear these words. That I've just done dua, Ya Dafi al-Baliyat. O averter of calamities. We'll leave here, something will happen, some incident will occur, we'll have an accident possibly, or some issue will occur, something went wrong, and something, somewhere has gone wrong. And suddenly the thought that shaitan makes us think, I just did a pious action, a pious deed, a righteous deed. How can just suddenly I get this problem? I just said something good, and after this should not have happened. Yes? So it's the biggest failure that comes into the mind of a person. Immediately, that poor soul, he goes down from inside. He goes on a downer. And the more that person's iman gets weak, and then he will into a false impression. I just did this, I was practicing, I did a righteous deed. This has happened now, I've got this problem. Why has this happened? Waswasas, negative thoughts, distraction, evil inclinations, weakness in ibadah, no desire then to do dua. He doesn't feel like that. And here there's a unique point, that the point of dua is that when you do dua, just like we recited this dua, Allah save us from the calamities, avert the calamities, Ya Dafi al-Baliyat, then the dua, when you recite it, then it travels up suddenly. And if any problem, difficulty was to come, then it stops it, postpones it. And the dua has the argument with that difficult, with that difficulty, that incident, the dua has a clash, an argument. Now, if something happens with a person, then remember that destiny, our future, there are different ways, different things. And in the taqdeer, the destiny, definitely whatever Allah has ordained, it will definitely happen with that human being. It will take place. But for example, if an accident has been written for a human being, severe accident, after that, lots of things can happen with that person. For example, when we recite dua, and the dua is accepted, Allah accepts the dua, the supplication. Now, because that's already written in the destiny, like an accident or tragedy, but we recited dua, so the impact of the dua will be this, that the action will happen, but on a reduced scale. On a reduced scale, it will happen. Now the servant, what's his job? Is after this dua, if there's something that happens then he should be grateful at that time, thankful, and suddenly should understand, Allah, I'm millions of times grateful to you that I didn't fall into a big loss, it's just a small loss. After this, if this was to happen, then it could be more worse, severe. If you see, when a person has a loss behind that, it could be bigger. It could be bigger. For example, somebody's roof collapses. Maybe it's good he didn't die, at least, isn't it, that the roof collapsed. So there we get scared. Oh, this happened. At least this didn't happen to me. So when we start thinking the best scenario, not the worst scenario, then we say, Allah, I'm thankful. Due to dua, you saved me from a bigger calamity. Regularly, people who are ungrateful, they're not thankful. Oh, I'm praying salah, I'm doing dhikr. Even then, this is not happening. I'm not fulfilling my actions. Immediately, complaints and worries and making a fuss. And that ibadah, that worship, that means that he's not doing it for Allah, he's doing it for some other purpose. Because all ibadah, worship should be for Allah. Sujood is for Allah's sake. Dhikr is for Allah's sake. Dua is a rahmah, mercy Allah's given to us. That okay, fine, ask after that, I'll give to you. And even if Allah didn't say this to us, even then we had to pray salah, isn't it? We still had to prostrate, isn't it? Why? Because this is Allah's hukam. Allah's order. So a small girl said a beautiful question. She said that this salah prayer is a gift. How comes this is a gift, she said? Because the gifts are very good things, like we get gifts and presents, they're very good things. We get enjoyment playing with the things, the gifts. But I don't feel like praying salah, she said. I have to get up in the morning. This is a weird gift. And in this, there's a lot of difficulty, she said, in this gift. So why is this called a gift for us, praying salah? So khair, it's a good question. The young girl came into her mind, she said, a gift is a good thing that you enjoy. Yes? The person who's saying that it's a gift, that wake up in the morning, do wudu, pray salah. If you don't pray salah, there's a punishment. She said, this is a weird gift. I don't understand how this is a gift. Tell me, what's the answer we should give to her? Yes, it's a deep question. Deep question. So my colleagues, as I said, it's a gift for this reason, that you could probably give a better answer. I said, it's a gift for this reason. Salah is a gift for this reason, that this... I give the example that, let's say, example, Baba, someone gives you something, your father is very nice, someone comes and asks you, oh, this is very nice, where did this come from? And you say, that daddy gave me a gift. My dad, you'll say this, isn't it? That my dad gave me a gift, my dad gave me a present. So salah that we pray, Allah gave to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam for the ummah. And he said, that it's from Allah. You'll answer that Allah has sent this gift to me through the Prophet ﷺ. Such a great action has come to me. So when somebody asks us, we say it's a gift. It's a very good thing. Because Allah Ta'ala, the creator of the universe, gave us salah. It's an excellent action. And definitely, it is a gift that Allah has given to us, because Allah, the owner of the universe, has given it to us, and we have to do it. That's a gift itself. But this is Allah's order, so we must do this, definitely. And the punishment that we get for not implementing prayer, obviously there's a punishment on the gift. For this reason, there's such a great gift Allah Ta'ala has given to you. And Baba gives you something very expensive. Your father gives you something very expensive. You break it, then will your father not be upset? We say, yes, he will be. In the same way, Allah gave us such a great gift. Salah by the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He brought that gift to us for his ummah. So we got a very good thing. So if we do not observe prayer, then will Allah not be upset with us? Will he not give us punishment? He said, yeah, that's true. She said, that's true. So I said, will you pray salah? And she said, yeah, I'll pray now salah for sure. Subhanallah. So in the same way, every action after dua, if a tragedy takes place, a problem, a difficulty, this doesn't mean that you did dua. Why am I suffering? Why have I got the punishment? The reason for this is that a big tragedy was to come and Allah saved you from that. You did very good by doing dua for this reason, that may, otherwise Allah knows what difficulty would have befallen us today. So anyhow, dua is the ruh, the soul of every worship, and the biggest, the most foolish person, the worst person is that person who does dhikr and doesn't recite dua. The biggest foolishness. Allah says, it's a very dirty action this person has done. He doesn't have yaqeen, belief that he's done dhikr, and that the reward of dhikr he will get, and he just got up and went. Just like without any excuse, without an issue, a person, he should say the whole complete dhikr. If you come, maraqba time, which is the real essence of dhikr, he leaves. Oh, I'm feeling sleepy. You've just destroyed your dhikr, that when the time came to give reward, muraqabah is when you get the reward, the spoils. Yes, we've done dhikr. After that, in muraqabah, Allah is going to give us, in meditation, Allah is going to give us the gift, the benefits. So a person runs away without any excuse. I have to go to work. Okay, there's something that's forcing you. Person has to go. The amount you can sit, you sit, and then you go. Alhamdulillah, that's fine. But if you have no work, nothing to rush to after, no excuse, so someone's going to get upset with me, I'm late, waswasa, shaitan puts in our ears, and we quickly get up, oh, you've been sitting here long enough, go now, forget. And he changes the mindset, because now is the time to get the reward. And in maraqabah meditation, he's got up and left the gathering, he's wasted his effort. Allah says, that's a weird person. When the time came to stay sitting, he did dhikr before that, and when I want to give to him the gift, he got up and scarpered. So remember this also, that when you come to dhikr, mashallah, you are friends of Allah. Friends of Allah, you've come here, we've come here to do muraqabah. That's the real dhikr. That's the crux of the dhikr. To do dhikr in the heart, to meditate, to think about Allah. That's why we've come. Otherwise the kalamat that we are reciting beforehand, they are dependent of muraqabah. If we don't do muraqabah, then there's no value of the kalimat that we recite. Because when we don't ask for something, then what will be the value of the ibadah if we're not asking from Allah afterwards? You understand what I'm saying? So when there's an excuse, a proper excuse, say there's some issue, problem, you can't stay, then of course you can't stay in the gathering. Rather, for example, you can't come in the if you want to select the time to stay in the gathering of dhikr, then maybe don't come in the beginning and come to muraqabah. Because this is up to Allah to give. But then if you want to join, then just like you get joined at the end with muraqabah and dua, when everyone gets, then Allah gives to that person as well who joined late. Allah's just, even the one at the back, because Allah is generous. So be careful of this. This is dua, muraqabah. Everything that you ask, it becomes dua for you. So when we pray salah, we do all actions. If we don't ask from Allah, do dua. Rather, some pious elders have said, and they do this as well, that action, more than that, they spend the time in dua, supplicating to Allah. Hours on end, they do dua to Allah. And they haven't done that much ibadah worship in time than the amount of dua they're doing. And this is ibadah itself, that it gives you taste, enjoyment when you do dua. You get enjoyment that you're connecting to Allah, you're strengthening your relationship with Allah. The more you strengthen your relationship with Allah, and the more close you are with Allah at the time of dua, you cannot be at any other time. So, anyhow, dua, supplication, some points came on my mind. May Allah Ta'ala give us the understanding and enable us to understand. So difficulties, tragedies, calamities, don't think, oh, I did dua. Say, Allah, I'm thankful to you. If I did not recite dua, then this, my legs would have been broken in this car, and it would be more of a loss for me. Allah, you're so generous, you saved me. You saved me from this problem. Recite the routine.